21 questions. Let's get it. I am your host today, IC. Let's get this set up. And now it's on. Mm. 21 questions, join us. I'm your host, IC. We're going to be doing 21 questions with Rebecca Garten in the building. Who we got already? Ebony, what's up? Once Upon a Bite just joined us. How you doing? And this is the Sit Downs Insta Live session that we have every Thursday, 9 p.m. We get to interview our guests and find out a bit more about them, who they are, behind the scenes. Right, let me get this one sorted out. How's everyone doing? Who else we got in the building? What's up? Hey, how you doing? Let me set up this live. Miss Gillian, welcome. Rebecca in the building. Therapy with Shah, how are you? Hope you're good. Thanks for joining us again. Hope everyone's day's been well. I'm going to get cracking in about 1 minute. Everything set up. Who else we got? Come on, all me. Joy, what's up? How are you? Welcome. In the building. Let's get 21 questions. I'm your host, IC. I'm going to put my app in the comments just to see, just so you can follow if you ever choose to. If you've never ever joined us at 21 Questions, this is your first time. This is the Sit Downs Insta Live segment where we answer our guests up to 21 questions and more. And then we have a prize for them at the end. Now, if they make it all the way through without using their pass card, every guest has one pass card. If they make it all the way through, they win a prize at the end. All right. So the idea is that the guest answers as many questions as possible to win that prize. Let me get my mic set up. I'm going to get back in. Tegan, how are you doing? Welcome. Cassandra in the building, welcome. All right, if you are in the building today, I want to see a... what do I want to... I want to put an emoji. If you can put your country. So put your country flag in the comment section. Let me know you're here, let me know you're present, let me know you're alive. Right now, put your country flag in the comment section. Hope I don't get, I hope this song actually gets, allows me to play it. Let me play some instrumentals so they don't cut me off. Get me. Tegan, oh cool. Tegan, what flag is that again? I'm not even familiar, I won't even lie. Nigeria in the building, bap and all that. Don't worry, this is water, H2O only. Guyanese, that's it. All right, big up all the Guyanese people in the building. Cassandra, oh, what up? You put like 58 flags. Welcome. All right. Well, you know what? Without further ado, we're going to get into it. You lot came on time. Let's start on time. Let's get it. So right about now, I'm going to introduce into the conversation an amazing singer-songwriter. You know her. And we're going to really unpack her story and find out a bit more about her. I'm going to invite into the building Rebecca Garten. Can I get a round of applause in the comments section? Let's go. What up, Rebecca?
Hi.
How are you? You're right.
How are you?
I am good. I'm good, man. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, no
yes,
worries,
I
man.
Can hear you.
Good. Well, welcome to 21 Questions. You have up to 21 questions that we're going to ask you and more. And you have the chance to win a prize.
Okay. I like a prize. I'm African.
Okay.
I got a prize
right here. I'm looking at this prize and I know it's got your name written all over it. All right. Okay. However, you only get one pass card. So you get one pass card to skip a question. If you don't want to answer that question, you use your pass card, but then you forfeit your prize.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So the idea is that you answer as many questions as possible. All right.
Okay, cool. I've got this.
Big up to everyone that's just joining us. This is 21 Questions with the Sit Down. I am your host, Icy, and we are doing 21 Questions with Rebecca Garten. If you have not been involved in 21 Questions in your life, make sure you click the link in the bio where you can watch all the previous episodes. And if you're watching this on replay, Wagwan, what it do? Let's get into it. All right, Rebecca, so we're going to do something called, what should we call this? We'll call this the Quick Fire Round. Let me see if I can get this up. What is it now?
Okay, the quick fire round. Okay, got this.
So you just have to answer the questions as the answers come to your mind. Don't think about it. Go. Favorite food.
Ogbono.
True Nigerian. All right. Favorite songwriter. Who's your favorite songwriter?
Jay Warner.
Oh, yes. Love that guy. When last did you cry?
Yesterday.
Why?
Yeah, life, man. Life is hard sometimes. I like to let things out. I don't like to keep it in.
Yeah. Nice. If you won £30,000, what would you do with it?
Put it towards a mortgage.
Oh, okay. Property. Have you got any property at the moment?
No, but hopefully I would like to buy my first one next year.
Come on, amen. We speak it. All right. What's the best song that you've ever written?
A song called Golden Gun with Jay Warner. But it's not out yet.
Oh, okay. That's unreleased. Why do you like that song?
I think I was in a really dark place and it really, if you listen to it, you really get that. It's very pure. It's very open.
Yeah. Okay, I love that. I can't wait to hear that then. Tell me something unique about Rebecca that nobody would know. Nobody would ever know. So it could be a certain hobby or...
Well, I'm Ghanaian British, but I was born and raised in Nigeria.
Okay. No, I need something else. People know this.
Okay. Do people know that? Okay, cool. I used to swim professionally when Nigeria. Yeah, I used to swim professionally in Nigeria, so I won a couple of medals when I was younger.
Come on. Have you still got the medals?
I don't know where they are, but they're here somewhere.
The fact is you did it.
Yes, okay, cool. I did it.
What's the favorite item in your wardrobe?
A hold me in, because, you know, this fufu pouch sometimes be acting a bit childish.
I love it. And is that what they're called? A hold me in.
Yeah, like a hold me in. Yeah, hold me in.
Hold me
I think
in.
That's what women called it. But yeah.
Hold me in. All right. If you could ask God one question, you've got to sit down with him, ask him one question, what would it be?
God, where's my husband, man? You said be honest. I'm being honest.
That's true. What's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done? Just off the cuff.
I mean, gone to a strip club in LA with my boyfriend. Is that spontaneous though? Yeah,
that is spontaneous and that is random. All right, let's keep on going. What do you love about being black?
What do I love? Oh God, we'd be here for days. What do I love? I love my culture. I love my heritage. I love everything about it. I love my skin color. Like, I just love being black. I can't even explain it. It's just a feeling. Yeah, it's a feeling. Just having culture and history and all of that. It just makes me feel unique.
Love it. Saver or spender? Are you a saver or a spender?
I'm a spender.
What's the most expensive thing you spent money on?
Food. But I spend money on food every day, all day, all the time. And Uber. Oh. Uber just sucks me dry. It's like a continuous spending though. It's not like a one spend.
Yeah. Okay, cool. No problem. You're almost there. When you go on holiday, do you like to lounge by the sea or are you more of a tourist?
Sea, lounge by the sea.
Really? So like all day, get there like midday or morning and then stay the whole day.
No, like I like to do things, but I like to, like, I'll go and read on the beach. Like, I'm a massive reader. So, like, I'll take a book, read. But it just depends who you're on holiday with. I've never been
Okay.
on a girl's holiday, so
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know
Cool.
what it would be like to go on that sort of holiday.
All right. What is your favorite book at the moment?
So at the moment, I'm reading a book called Attached. My favorite book, I will probably say, is Harry Potter.
Okay.
To be honest, my all-time, but I'm reading a book at the moment called Attached. It's about psychology of human beings.
Wow. Okay. So is it more, was it fiction, fact fiction?
It's facts. It's more about understanding the different attachment styles in adults.
Come on. Hey, and hey, that's deep. Last one. Okay, 9 seconds. Recall, can you tell me one of your favorite performances that you did?
I opened up for Mae Muller in January, so I went on tour with her. So my London show was my best performance because I think the crowd was just lit, everyone was singing along. It was just
Yeah.
vibes. It was vibes.
Come on. All right, you are down. You've done your first part, your quick
Okay,
fire
cool.
round. That was light work. That was light
That was
work.
easy. I like that one. Yeah, that one was
That was easy.
easy.
You prefer that one?
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, that one was light work. All right, cool. We're gonna go into it. Hold on, let me get this set up. Almost set up. What did you do just before you came on?
What did I do? I was cooking and doing laundry.
What'd you cook?
So obviously I'm trying to change my diet. So I made fried bulgur wheat. So it's like fried rice, but with
Wow.
bulgur wheat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Is that
with
the one they
fish.
serve sometimes at like Turkish restaurants?
It's like a
Okay.
very good alternative. It has a lot of like nutritious things about it.
Come on. Okay, cool. Well, let's get into it then.
Okay,
So
cool.
I'm going to give you the first question that everybody has been asking up and down the country, up and down the UK, in the blogs, in the comments.
Okay. I'm like,
And
what?
the question is, when are you and the rest of the girls going to start this girl group? This all me part two girl group. When is it starting?
I don't know,
Because
boy.
we don't have
Sam,
it. We're missing
where's my
it.
manager?
Sam, where are you?
No,
We're
I think
missing
I
it.
when I no, I agree. Like, there's no like black girl group that's like, but I mean, don't get me wrong, there are, but there's not like one in the UK that just like it's just blowing up. I would definitely be interested in doing songs again with them, but I think our styles are all so different, which is what made the collab so great.
Yeah.
But we're all doing our things individually. But that's not to say in the future we might not get together again and,
Definitely.
make another banger. I'd love to do that.
Whose idea was it to do a girls like collaboration?
Sam, it was my manager,
Oh,
Sam.
cool. Big up Sam,
Like he just
yeah.
had the vision and he was like, right now, black is beautiful. Well, black is always beautiful, but right now, like, people are talking about it. So it would be so great to do an all female, all black, all African. We all have touch of Africa in all of us. So just bring it together. And
I love that.
it just came together.
It's a good song. It's a great song. It's a great
Thank you.
visual. It's a great
Thank
visual
you.
because of it. Was that Rebecca Creative that put that
Yes,
together?
it was.
Yeah. Great visual. And it's again, like you said, the climate of where we're at. We need it. I've got a daughter. You see what I'm saying? So, young people, they need to be able to see these visuals because back in the 90s, that's where we saw the Missies and. It was all over our screens, but now more than ever we need it. So no, really salute you guys.
Thank you. We were actually paying homage to Lil' Kim.
Oh
He did a
yes, okay.
video of Lil' Kim, Lil' C's crush on you. So we
Ah,
actually
okay.
were like taking it back to the 90s and all of that.
Awesome. Tell me about growing up in Nigeria. What were some of the morals and the values that you kind of built in that time?
Oh, back. Growing up in Nige was it was amazing. I mean, I didn't know anything else, so all I knew was Nigeria. But I feel like it's made me the person that I am. Like, I'm so like culture is just part of my spirit. It's not even who I, it's just who I am. Like, I don't Like, I'm so big on culture. I'm so big on, like, making sure people know that I'm African before anything else. I think in terms of, like, certain morals, like, I think obviously I'm quite traditional. And maybe a lot of people don't know that about me. So I think growing up in Nigeria has, of course, people are quite traditional, a little bit old school. So I think, no, that's, those are things about me that I don't think will ever change.
Well, there are certain things that you thought, okay, I've seen this, but I'm not going to take that on.
In Nigeria?
In Nigeria.
I think there's, certain things, like, I mean, for example, I think in terms of marriage, I think, you know, our parents believe that enduring in a marriage means you love the person more. Those are things that I feel like you don't have to necessarily go through as a, like, now. I also think in terms of, like, you know, like, pushing, like, for example, religion on my children. I feel like African parents tend to do that. I want my children to choose God because they love God and it's a choice they want to make for themselves, you know? Yeah. It's just, I think the things that I'm just not going to do is that forced mentality. Or when are you getting married? When you get to 30, like, when you get married, 25,
they're already like,
like, do you get, my aunties ask me all the time and it's like, I feel like I want my children to understand, or people around me to understand, that it's just, it's up to you. It's what makes you happy and what feeds your own spirit, you know?
Yeah, I love that. As a parent, what type of parent would you be around, like, careers and around purpose?
Because
sometimes, you know, African parents are like, you know, doctor,
lawyer. I got it. But I think, I mean, my parents were definitely like, you're going to uni. That's not a question. You are going to uni. But after that, whatever you want to do with your life is up to you. I think I'm just going to, like, I just feel like for me, I'm going to make sure that at a young age, my child is doing ballet, swimming, football. And then you pick what you want to do. Like, you pick where your interest is. I'm never going to force them. I would love them to go to uni, because I think at least just having that degree for yourself, it's such a nice thing to have for yourself. But if they don't want to do it and they want to be a musician, I mean, I'll explain to them that, look, it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
At all.
If they want to do it, I'll just support them to do it, you know?
Yeah. Talking about, you know, your parents and stuff, you've spoken on numerous interviews about dealing with your dad passing away.
Yeah.
And a lot of people always ask about how has it made you feel and how have you dealt with it. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask, how was it watching others deal with it? In terms of your mum, in terms of your siblings, what did you kind of see them kind of go through?
I think, obviously, what my mum, for me, that was the most heartbreaking, because I think, you know, my mum had been married for 35 years, three kids. Yeah, so that's like her best friend. So watching her, it's almost like starting her life again. Like, she had never really, you know, done anything without my dad. Like, that was her body. So it was like, even for all of us, like, watching my sisters, it's almost like navigating through life without a big part of your life being present. So I think for all of us, it was literally like, okay, so what do we do now? Like, you know, what do we do? And I think that was the when looking back at it, watching everyone else, we all were like a little bit like, so what do we do now? Like, what are we doing with our lives? Yeah. That was the thing, I think.
And what lesson did you kind of take from that?
I think two things. So I think number one, if I can lose my dad, I can kind of lose anyone. Like, I always used to deal with loss very badly, like losing friends or losing business opportunities. I would, like, you know, question myself and cry. But I realized that if I can lose the most important person in my life, then I can kind of deal with everything. Like, I'm stronger than I think. Yeah. And I think that also that tomorrow is never promised. So, like, I make a point to tell people that I love them. Like, before, you know, as Blacks, let's be real, we don't really tell each other we love each other. But I will text my cousins, my sisters. Like, I let my friends and family know that I love them, because I just feel like, you don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What gap, if any, what gap does it leave in your life, and as a daughter, as a female?
I think you always, as a female, you need your dad, man. Like, especially having a dad, I understand the importance of having a a father figure, a man figure in your life that's gonna like guide you through life. And it's like, for example,
You did? Technical.
we're
Yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
You said,
I
for
think it's just
example.
like, yeah, like just you need that male figure in your life to guide you, I think, especially in today's generation where things are so mental. I just think it's so important, like, but yeah, I think no, it's important. You need a dad, like you just, I can't even explain it. You to have a dad that's present, because I know there's a lot of people that have dads that are still alive but not present. To have a father that's present is so important.
What advice would you give? I'm a father. I'm a father of one in a couple months, which is my daughter.
Ah.
What kind of advice would you give me in terms of a father and daughter relationship and how to kind of conduct that?
I think be your child's best friend. Like, I think especially when she gets older, like I think the beauty of me and my dad was that I felt like I could tell him anything, even if it was something wrong, even if it was like, I know I shouldn't really be telling my dad this, and I know that he's probably gonna judge me, but he would be the first person I would go and tell things to. And therefore, he was almost able to like guide me in the right direction, even though he didn't always agree with my decisions. He would still be like, okay, look, I'm not gonna judge you. This is a no judgment zone. And it made me feel like I didn't have to be a rebel. Like I didn't want to do bad things because I knew I could talk to him about it. For example, sex before marriage, I went to him and he was like, look, I'm not gonna judge you. Like it's your decision. I think I spoke to him about it at 16. He was like, it's your decision. So if that's the route you wanna take. And because he said it like that, I didn't want to do that. I actually waited. I was like, actually, do you know what? I don't want to, like, let me just wait. Let me humble myself. So I think being there for your child to feel like she can talk to you, it does a lot.
And is there anything specifically he would do to create that atmosphere and create that space?
Well, our thing was always going to Costa.
Oh,
Like we would
cool.
just go and sit in Costa for like literally an hour. We would go talk. We would go buy books because both of our thing was books.
Oh, I love books as well.
Yeah, like we would
I
just
just I
love
took her to
books. So,
Waterstones.
oh,
I
did you?
took her to
Yeah,
Waterstones just yesterday. That's my
Waterstones. They have
heaven.
Costa. Yes, that's me as well. I love Waterstones, man. But yeah, no, I just think going out for dates. Like we used to go out for dates. Like him, my dad, and my sisters. We would all go like for dinner dates without my mum. It was our thing. And yeah,
That was beautiful, man. I love that. I'm gonna take that on
take
board
that on board.
and 100% implement that. One of your biggest inspirations is Sade. Tell me about what a Sade and Rebecca Garten collabo. What would that sound like?
Timeless.
Come
It
on.
would be timeless. Like I could just, it would just be like live band in the studio, live recording, like very mellow, soothing vibes. Definitely would want to talk about like both being like mixed African, I would love to talk about that with her. Like that would be
Nice.
sick.
How do you personally go about writing your songs? Does it come, some people say it comes in the shower, it comes from pain, it comes from moments. How does your process start and end as well?
How does it start? So I think everything, like for example, with my EP, it's all what I'm going through, like whether it be relationships or love or family. And then I will sort of write down like words. And then when I get to studio, because I work better on it with a beat, the beat will just he'll ask me what's the vibe or what am I feeling, then sort of work the beat around the feeling. And then we just start putting words to it, melodies, putting words to it. So the beat is kind of the guide on where we're going.
Okay, and the beat itself will bring out the emotion.
Yeah, but we would have already spoken about the emotion. So me and my producers or the guys that I tend to work with, we all have very good relationships. So we like probably for an hour before the session, we'll have like a sit down, talk about what's going on in our lives. And so from there, we kind of know where the song is gonna go. If someone's going through a breakup, if someone's partner's messing up at the moment, we know where the song is going.
And have you written from anybody else?
Um, Well, recent. Do you know what? Recently, I've actually written for a friend. I sent her a hook. I'm more open to it now. I used to be very scared of it because, I get a bit insecure, my self-esteem. But I think now I'm more open to like writing for other people or like giving them some of my songs and stuff like that.
What do you think? What do you think made you insecure about that?
I think when it's like when it's your craft and when it's something that you love so much and they're your personal stories, like for an artist, as you would know, is like if these are our stories, these are our like things that we go through. It's almost like a diary, but for the world to hear. So I think, sharing that with someone or like giving that away is a bit like you're giving a bit of yourself away in a weird way. But now
How does
I don't hold on to it.
that translate into like a when you do like a go to a writing camp or go to a whole writing session where it's you and other writers? Do you like those environments or you prefer to write on your own?
I'm actually quite open to it. I've been to one writing camp. That's when I was doing the Krebs and Conan album. It was really good because it was like different rooms with so many creatives, and it was literally like bare ideas. And obviously, that's the reason why I was on three songs because I was in the room. So I think being in the room just opens doors for you.
True.
But definitely open to it. It's a lot harder because everyone's competing. Everyone's like, we need to get some cuts, but it's definitely good as well. It's very, I like both. I'm easy with both.
Speaking on that album, that three songs on that album, it was a big album, all eyes were on it. What did the exposure bring into your life? Because people may not have heard of you before, but when seeing you across that album, that was the brought you to their attention. What came with all that attention and exposure?
Okay. Definitely my social media following grew. I think what came with it, definitely a lot of attention. I got label attention. There were a lot more people. Like I did after that, I did another hook and I did another hook, but I don't think I was quite ready for it. Like I didn't have the music to then back it up with because it just happened, not by mistake, but by mistake. I was never meant to be on even the one song I was kept on. So it just sort of happened and I just wasn't ready for it. But yeah, I mean, it definitely opened a lot of doors
What are the
that I
kind of
wasn't ready for the
mental
doors.
ready for the
Yeah.
what are some of the mental roller coaster things you have to go through in being an artist? Because you're Rebecca Garten, that's who you are as a person. But being an artist, you almost have to put on different hats from time to time. Tell me about that mental kind of roller coaster where sometimes you're Rebecca Garten, then you've got to be the Rebecca Garten. Is that draining, or do you just find it easy?
No, sometimes I do find it draining because obviously, let's be real again, social media is a big part of what we do. And sometimes you're going through things and you just want to post your sad quotes and your miserable stories. But then you've got your manager DMing you, telling you, girl, you're a brand, take all those things off. And it's like, it's sometimes it is draining because you don't want to fake the happiness. You just want to go through what you're going through and go through life and go through your mistakes without the world sort of seeing it and judging you for it. So yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, it has amazing moments. There's so many amazing moments that come with it, but trust me, there are a lot of draining moments that a lot of people don't see. Like a lot of us went through mad depression because of Corona. We can't perform, we couldn't go to studio, we couldn't work, we're not like people like can't make money because we're not touring, there's no festivals, but you still have to put on this front like everything's okay, like you're great. So it's draining. It can be very draining.
How do you kind of keep sane through it all?
I think for me it's my family and my friends. I think I don't like I have friends in the industry, but I keep my core friendships and like my family are just there to keep me grounded, and they're the ones that kind of like keep me going and keep me motivated and stuff.
And when that's not enough, you mentioned in the past of doing therapy and going to therapy. What made you go to therapy and how did it help?
It was actually some family members that said to me, do you know what, you probably have a lot of trauma from your childhood or from even just your adult life from past relationships, and you should consider it. So I went to one, and Yeah, like it was very, it was hard. It was very, very hard, but it was
Wow.
probably the best thing I've done.
Did you go to a different therapist, or you just went to the
No,
one and stuck with it?
yeah, because I wanted to make sure that it was a black woman. I wanted to make sure that she was black because I wanted someone that would understand certain things from my childhood, or not in a rude way. You're not going to say to a white lady, "My mom used to whip me," and she's going to get it. She's going to be like, "Sis, that's
She's
abuse."
like, it's an old court
But whereas with a black woman, she's going to understand that that's culture, that's what we do. So I wanted to make sure. So my cousin actually gave me the word. I think it's called Psychology Today. And you can put what you want. So if you're a man and you'd
Wow.
rather stick with a man, you can put man, you could put black man, you could put young black man, and look for one in your area, and it guides you to that.
That's cool. That is good.
Yeah.
What did you learn about yourself in that period, in those sessions?
Oh God. Okay, so what did I learn? I learned that I have quite a lot of trauma from my childhood that I hadn't dealt with. I think I thought that coming from a two-parent home meant that I was normal.
Oh.
And just because you come from a two-parent home doesn't mean that you can't see things in your family dynamics, problems and stuff like that, that don't affect you as well.
Yeah. My daughter.
I know, I can hear her. Don't worry, my niece is shouting as well. I can hear her. But no, like, yeah, so I learned that, and I learned that I carry a lot of baggage into even relationships with partners. And it's also the reason why I have chosen certain partners because of the trauma that I probably went through as a child or as a young adult, whatever. But yeah, no, I was it's very good. I would definitely say there is no human being that I don't think we all need it. We all need therapy. Yeah.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, just tuning in, we are doing 21 questions with Rebecca Garten, and she's done excellent so far. She hasn't used her pass card. If she
Nope.
makes it all the way to the end without using her pass card, I have a prize I'm looking at right here, and she wins that. Okay. If you're watching this on replay, again, thank you for joining us. Make sure you stay all the way to the end and check out all the other episodes through the link in our bio. All right, let's get crack-a-lacking. Who is Rebecca? Who are you away from music? Like, throwing that all aside. Who is Rebecca on just on a normal day?
The fun geek.
What's the geek element?
Love reading. Like I probably have over 3,000 books. Like I love to
What?
read. Yeah, I'm a very big
You know
reader.
what? On my, this is what I've got on my desk, my bedside table.
Now, if I show you mine, you'll be like, Rebecca, it's books.
I've
Yeah,
got,
mine.
still standing. I got 50, still going through that.
Okay.
I got why I'm no longer talking to white people about race.
Good one.
Natives by Akala.
Okay.
What we got? And we've got The Way of the Superior Man.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get through them. I'm
Yeah.
still on, I'm only on one
What's
book.
on mine? Mine is a lot of books, I'm not gonna lie.
So what you would normally just, take yourself to like a Waterstones and just pick up a book, or
Yeah, Costa by my house. I'll go read, or I sit in my room read. I love TV shows. Like I love TV. I like I'm a big TV show person.
what's your favorite?
Well, do you know what? I have too many. Like I'm even rewatching Heroes again. I don't know why, but
Okay.
I am. I'm watching The
Geeking
Fall on Netflix as well.
it out.
Line of Duty is good as well.
Oh yes, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Line of Duty. Yeah, no, I'm watching. I watch like 20 on the go. Like it's very bad. It's bad.
And does that help you kind of recharge creatively, because you're not in the creative space, you're just doing something totally different?
I have to get away sometimes. It's like okay, like take away from music, but who's like do your own thing. Like what do you do things that make you happy? Like cooking makes me happy, so
Love
these are
it.
things I'll do, yeah.
I'm gonna read to you a tweet.
Okay. I'm scared.
This is one of your tweets. You tweeted this last week.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but if this was a rapper, the video would have been on nearly 1 million views.
Yep.
Exclamation mark.
Period. Period.
Period. So tell me about, like, I'm a man, so me, I've been doing music for a while, and I know, without looking too deep, that men have it much easier than women, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
From your perspective, give me scenarios or examples where you've seen, similar to that tweet, if I was a man, this would have gone further, or if I was a man, this wouldn't have been so hard.
Let's be real, if I was a man, if I was a male rapper, all the rappers would have been posting that video. And don't get me wrong, I had rappers in my DMs telling me how sick the video was, but it's like, okay, cool, post the video, bro. Like,
okay, and this is all me part two.
Yeah, like people would literally DM me and be like, yo, this is a vibe, like, whoa, you guys are okay, post the video. Like, I don't need you to slide in my DMs, I need you to post the video on your page, thank you very much.
Don't
get me wrong, there were rappers that did, like Chip, Cons, like Crept, all of them like showed it mad love, so I'm grateful. But there were other people that would DM, and it's like, I know if it was another rapper, they would have posted it. Like, if it was a drill song, shout out to Grime Daily, like, what they do is amazing. But if it was a drill song or a rapper, we would have been a premiere.
Okay. Yeah.
That's just what it is. And that, like, for me, I just felt like it's just certain things that men are, like, they support men with more. And it's like, come on, like, there's so many dope females in the UK, like, Miss Banks should be out of this. She should have blown, like, she's blown, but she should have been way bigger.
Yeah, 100% bigger.
Like, Only Part 2, and it's not because it's my song, even if it was anybody else on the song, it should have done 1 million views. It would have done 1 million views if it was four guys. It would have.
What do you think prevents, what do you think might prevent men in particular from being public with their support and public with their pushing of the music?
Do you know what I don't know? Sometimes I think it's because they don't want people to assume, let's be real, we're a very fickle world. People may assume that, oh, if he's supporting, maybe sleeping with a girl in the video.
Okay.
No, people can be. Yeah. I mean, I used to think maybe it was that, but then now I don't make excuses for it. I just think if you like it, support it. Like,
yeah.
If, like, help women. Like, it's just like, just, yeah. I don't get it. I'm just like, don't do it. And I don't know if it's people that purposely don't do it, but I mean, maybe if we were half naked in the video, you know, twerking, maybe then it would have gotten a diff. I don't know. Like, I'm always trying to understand, like, why, but you know,
And how do you, and personally, how do you get the balance between, how do you get the balance between the music and how you present yourself in that music? Because you want the music to speak, but you also, you know, you studied PR, you studied communications, you know that sex sells. How do you get the balance between giving, in a sense, people what they want, but also being true to the music?
I think I just am myself. Like, sometimes, you know, I've never worn a latex dress in a video, but I thought, you know, let's spice things up. Let's throw on a red wig and, like, let's give them something new. Like, I think it's just, there's different sides to me. So it's just introducing people to different sides. I mean, for me personally, my music isn't even that twerk music that I can be half naked to. Do you get what I mean? People be like, what's this girl doing? But I'm here for it. Like, if that's what makes you happy, and you do your thing, girl. But for me, I just don't feel my music isn't selling that. So maybe if it was, maybe I would be maybe more open to certain things, but and I don't think it's me as well. Like, my mom will cuss me out. I'm not here for that.
She'll be in that WhatsApp real quick. Tell me about the day you signed, because I remember when you posted that on Instagram, I was like, I was so happy. I was like, oh my days. Tell me about, because you probably knew before you were gonna, you know, the picture went up before you signed it. Tell me about the time of knowing about it, yes, it's happening 100%, and then the day.
Knowing about it, so we obviously had an offer, but it was like, I kind of had two offers at the time, and then obviously it went with this one. But it even then, you know, lawyers take long, everything takes long, and you're just like, God, is it even going to happen? And then the day they were like, we're signing. I don't know. Obviously, for me, it was mad because it's something I've worked how many years for. So at first, it was very surreal. I was like, nah, man, until this money touches my account, I don't even believe it. And then obviously, you see my mom.
Are you frozen?
Yep, we're back.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, seeing,
so you said,
like,
seeing your mum.
Yeah, seeing my mum, my auntie, my sister in the room, and it was like, no, this is happening. And I signed the contract. I was like, wow, like, it's a mad feeling. It's just a mad feeling, especially when you've worked for a very long time for it. It's a very mad feeling. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say has been different from signing to being independent?
Don't get me wrong, being independent has a lot of perks. You get to make your own decisions to some degree. Like, I think being signed is you to some extent you have to answer to someone. You can't just drop music when you like. You can't just do things that you want to do because it's not your money. There are people that are putting money behind it, so everything has to make sense. There has to be a plan for everything. It can't just be do what you want when you want. It has its perks.
What would be the perks then of signing?
I think obviously having money, like, the reality is not a lot of people have money to pay for certain features. Because I have, my EP is a good body of work, and I don't think I would have been able to do certain things without a label. I wouldn't have been able to go to LA 3 times in the last 2 years. Do you get what I mean? I wouldn't have been able to go to Grammy Week. I've never been to Grammy, like, what's Grammy Week for me? I would have been at home, boy. But your label will push you to go to do certain things, certain sessions. I would never have been in a session with the Rascals, but I was able to do that because my label made sure that I was in the right room. So it does have its perk, and obviously paying for marketing, pushing your music, those are the perks that come with the label. But I think if you are the kind of person that wants to do things your own way and you want to put music out when you want, as much as you want, then I don't think a label is right for you.
What advice would you give in signing a contract? Because so many over the last, I'd say over this year, it's really been brought to the forefront about people signing deals they didn't read properly, people signing things they didn't know what was in the contract or what it meant. What advice would you give to artists that might be on the cusp of making a signing?
Get a lawyer that you trust. Like, get a lawyer you trust. And even if you have a lawyer you trust, read your contract yourself, because like, the reality is everybody's out for themselves, even your lawyer to some extent, as much as they're trying to get you the best deal. It's like, unless you're paying your lawyer mad peas, unless you're paying him mad peas, if it's like these small deals they're giving most people now, then they don't even really care. So read your contract yourself. And even then, get a friend to read it as well.
How instrumental has your manager, how instrumental has he been in getting you to where you are? And how important is that relationship? Because certain people, their relationship with their managers is not the greatest.
I mean, do you know what? It's like, we're a family. So I have two managers, Sam and Shakayla, but Sam has been managing me longer. But they're literally my family. Like, Sam is like my older brother. Shakayla is like my sister. So yeah, I feel like your manager has to sometimes almost love your career more than you love your career, because there's sometimes as an artist, you're going to be lazy and you're not going to want to do things. So if I didn't have people that were literally like going to meetings, and they basically push for me sometimes more than I push for myself. So it's so important to have people that ride for you. And trust me, we fight all the time. We fight every day. Every day it's probably like, no, I don't want to do this. Rebecca, you have to do this. What are you playing at? No, I don't want to do it. So, but we love each other, and we understand the vision. We know where we're going and we know what we want to do. So I think that's so important.
I love that. Two more questions, two or three more questions. How would you like to therefore be remembered? How would you like people to remember Rebecca, when you finish, you've gone, but we're left with your music. How would you like to be remembered?
I think, how do I want to be remembered? I think I would love people to remember me as like a timeless artist that was true to herself and just gave everyone good, pure music. Like that's it. I think timeless is the one word that I use all the time because I think if something is timeless, it can never go out of fashion. And that's, I don't want to be a trend. I want to actually, I want my music to mean something to people.
No. All right, two more questions. Your second to last.
Okay.
Tell me about the new project, your new EP that's going to be coming out, and what you hope it will do.
So my new EP is called Take Me Home.
Come on.
It's coming out in October. I hope. I believe. But what do I hope? I just want people to understand me more through my music, understand things that I've been through, like understand my story. Just understand who Rebecca is. Like, you know, there's some songs that are like fun and playful, but if you really listen to the lyrics, they're actually saying quite a lot in terms of even things I've been through in terms of relationships and stuff. So I just want people to understand me more. And I want people to love the music, most importantly.
No. Take me home. We're going to be looking out for that,
Yeah.
and we'll be pushing that and promoting
Yay, thank you.
that. Your last question is, you've actually made it all the way through. You haven't even used your pass
Well, you
card.
know.
Last question is, do you have a question for me?
Do I have a question? Well, that's a good one, you know. Last question. What made you think about the sit down? Like, what made you want to do this? Because I've always known you as a musician. So what made you want to do this?
I think as a musician, yeah, you remember what we were talking about, but just before, about the people behind the music. And I think I was having conversations with people who are artists, they're front-facing artists. People look at them on their Instagram, and it looks like it's popping off, everything looks great. But behind the scenes, life was going
Yeah,
terrible
mad.
for them. And I was thinking, but people don't know this. And I thought it would be amazing if there was a platform, a safe space platform where people could come to and take us behind the scenes a little bit and give us an idea of who are you really behind the glitz and the glam. Who are you? Because in reality, we're all kind of connected through our stories.
Yeah.
Like, there's things that you've been through that someone hears and be like, oh gosh, I've been through that as well. And then you connect with them more. There's things that you've experienced, whether they were good or bad in your career, that someone else can connect with. And what I really wanted was our true stories to like be brought to the forefront. So that's what we've been doing,
That's
and
dope.
it's just been crazy how people, again, that I've seen from afar, when we get into these conversations, I'm just amazed at what they have to say and the things that they share, because it helps not just me, but people around who are listening. So yeah,
That's dope, man. It's a good platform.
thank
Good
you. Thank you
platform.
so much. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, can we have a round of applause for Rebecca Garter? Round of applause in the comment section. Made it all the way through, did not use her pass card, and therefore she wins her prize. So are you ready for your prize?
Yay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Me, I'm here. I'm here for the prize, boy.
You're
I'm
here,
here.
yes? Okay, so because of your sweet voice,
Okay.
because of your sweet voice, we have for you.
Lemon ginger tea. I love lemon ginger tea. I'm actually really grateful for that.
Organic
Yay.
lemon and ginger tea. So this is my wife's. So I'm probably going to take only one sachet out for you, Becky. I had to do it because I forgot last week. I didn't have any prizes, but you reminded me. So this one sachet, we'll probably try and get this in the post to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us
Thank you
today,
for
man.
having me.
No, it's been a blessing, man.
Thank
And we're
you.
wishing you all the best.
Thank
And as soon as
you.
this thing drops, we're going to be blasting it out there and just pushing it out there and just pushing you
Thank
out there.
you.
I always say to everyone that comes on this platform, if I call you to please be on this platform, it's because we root for you and then we champion you and we want to see you rise. So we're going to
Thank
be
you.
just supporting you. Big up Sam, a
Thank
longtime
you.
friend of mine as well,
Yeah.
and just for helping us hook this up. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us with Rebecca Garten. 21 questions. Make sure you check out, what's the name of that EP again?
Take Me Home in
Take Me Home.
October.
Why is it called Take Me Home?
There's a song on there called Take Me Home, and it's
Okay.
about my journey from Ghana, Lagos, to the UK. Hey. And also where home is where the heart is. And it's about my dad as well.
Oh, beautiful. We're going to have to make sure we check this out. All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll see you later. And
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Guys, thank you once again for joining us for 21 questions. I always say, if you guys are not here, then it's just me and the person talking. So whenever you're involved, it means a lot. So thank you for joining us. Make sure, if this is your first time, I keep saying it, click the link in the bio after this finishes. Make sure you go and check out all the other episodes that we have. We've had some really empowering, inspiring, motivating conversations with some amazing people. So make sure you click the link in the bio, watch the YouTube, or if you're doing any work, you can play the podcast. Just let them play and listen to them. Let's see. Could you, in the comments section, I want to know how you found today. If it was beneficial, if there's anything that stuck out to you, if there's anything that you're going to take away, I would love for you to put it in the comments section right about now. I'm going to big you up. Big up Lil Benita, big up Charmzy, big up Becky here again, big up JK. You guys are always here, like every week. I respect that and appreciate it. Big up Renique. Who else we got? Big up Flavia. Who else we got? Shanae Tigi. I hope I'm saying these names right. Hallelujah. Big up Bree. Big up Diana in the building. My peoples. Who else we got? Crystal. Big up Menikas. DJ Equalizer. That is a name. Big up B Blaze. Original Female Takeover. Love that. Big up Dream Carla. We got all of you. All right, time is ticking. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see you again next Thursday, 9 p.m. I've been Icy, and this is the Sit Downs 21 Questions platform. See you later. Peace.